animals played a big part in our childhood, actually. We had lots of them, of all shapes and sizes. And we did at one stage have 6 dogs, 2 Newfoundlands and 4 Border Terriers. And then Teresa, my eldest, had a flock of white fantail pigeons, which looked wonderful, you know, in the sun, in the evening sun. Yes.
You mentioned that you enjoyed riding when you were young, for a brief moment.
Well, I carried on because I think it was expected. But yes, it was wonderful being able to ride in the park. Although, riding isn't all wonderful. You have to exercise the horses. And it always happened terribly early in the morning, and it could be terribly cold. And I'll never forget that awful... And we weren't kitted out, as it were. And that awful, I don't know, we've all known it, feeling very wet jeans, sort of chafing at your side. And real misery. So it wasn't all fun.
But you mentioned you were captured on film.
Well, that was a series of television programmes made by Granada. I think it was called A Place in the Country. And I didn't know what the other house was, but Noel was one. And Joe Grimmond came to interview my father. And we were included, well, to a degree. And then Victoria and I were filmed galloping down the gallops, which was just tremendous fun, because our fat old ponies were sort of always breathless and unfit and all the rest of it. And so they were sort of thwacked on their rump by, quite hard, and sort of did a sort of mini bolt. And that was heaven, because it really was going fast for a short while. But that's what I wanted to do. But it was lovely. No, riding was lovely. Because, so one knew the park pretty well. And you learned to jump over fallen trees, not over sort of, boring little, made-up jumps and things like that. No, it was lovely.